Gamers, trainers, Pokemon, you are listening to Pokemon's Health. Pokemon meets men's mental health. I'm your host, Roy Flash Gordon, and thanks for coming by again. Today's guest is a man by the name of Charlie Vale, and I will tell you right here, right now, he made one of my life dreams come true. I was at Pokemon in the Park, a recent thing that happened in the summer, you know, little PC Premier Challenge deal, and I just hear, "Hey, is that Roy Flash Gordon?" And I am like, someone recognizes me from wrestling, which is super fun. And if you didn't know, I was a former pro wrestler. I spent a lot of my late 20s pursuing that dream, something I'll talk about again at some point. I do often, and some of the greatest times in my life. And Charlie happened to be at the tournament as well. And he's also the host of the Two Heels and a Face podcast, which looks at pro wrestling stuff. So knew him from that world. I've never been on that podcast, but I definitely look forward to in the future after chatting with Charlie. So he is also a VGC player, really starting to get into it, a big Pokemon fan, and of course big pro wrestling fan, with some great stuff. We had a awesome conversation that we'll get to in just a second. Wanted to remind you that you know, the podcast is a great place to hear people's stories, but if you see yourself in stories and know that you might want community and support around just what you're going through, whether it's a mental health sort of, you know, actual condition that you have that you need some support with, or just kind of going through life, you know, want more friends, want more connection, want more guys who are also, you know, speaking on topics on this level, supporting each other on that level. Remember that we do have the Discord, Pokemon's Health Discord, where there are men who, you know, kind of came into space wanting to, you know, play Pokemon, have more guys to play with, but also get some support in their lives. So that's happening completely for free. Join the Discord. The link is in the description. We also have the Patreon, where I'm building out more and more content to kind of go deeper into some topics that may be supportive to you on your healing journey. Without any further ado, we're going to go ahead and hop into this one with my man, Charlie Vale. And Pokemon's Health, we are here with today's guest, a man I know not just from the Pokemon world, but from another area of my life, the wrestling world. I'm the host of the Two Heels and a Face podcast. His name is Charlie Vale, and we'll go ahead and see how he's doing. Charlie, what's up, man?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I think I'm rarely a guest. And with Two Heels and a Face, as you mentioned, the wrestling podcast, I do local Chicago wrestling podcast. I feel like we're approaching like 300 episodes. So I'm in a, and like, I'm always like the host, right? So it's nice. It's a refreshing change of pace. And, yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Glad to be able to hold this space for you. I'm very glad that we ran into each other the way we did. And I probably will do a preamble about this on the little intro, but I'm going to say it again. You made a dream of mine come true when I'm in the park just doing my thing. And you say something along the lines of, "Are you Roy Flash Gordon?" And I'm just like, "Well, yes. Yes, I am Roy Flash Gordon."
Did you like how I knew the nickname too? Not even just Roy Gordon, but I knew the Flash. Yeah, I mean, I've watched you. I recognized you. I've watched you wrestle for at least a couple years. I mean, we started the podcast in 2017. That you were definitely like getting booked on pretty much every, I think, at least freelance underground show, maybe even some freelance wrestling shows. So seeing a lot of your work, appreciated you and Tony as a tag team for sure. But yeah, I had to gush a little bit at the park.
Oh man, I appreciated that. It was just really cool to be like, oh man, another fan of Pokemon from the wrestling world. And it's like, you know, this has really been this podcast is a journey of like kind of like friendship and community, as well as, you know, kind of having the purpose of, you know, spreading awareness around men's mental health and such. Right. But yeah, let's get into a little bit about you. Can you tell the people, what do you do and where you're from? How old are you? Some of the basics.
Yeah, I just turned 34. It's happy Libra season to those who celebrate. We're a very well balanced group. But
Yeah.
yeah, originally from the west suburbs, town called Berkeley, Illinois. It's right next to Elmhurst, and moved to the city when I could afford it in like 2014, and I've never left. So the city being Chicago, and lived started in Lincoln Park, bounced around to some neighborhoods. My wife and I bought a condo in Avondale, which is near Logan Square,
Awesome.
in 2019, I believe, or December 2018, I want to say. And yeah, we've just been here ever since. So through the pandemic and everything. And yeah, so I'm born and raised Chi-Town.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Oh, and what I do, yeah, sorry, is SEO, search engine optimization, which is a rabbit hole we could go down if we want to, probably not, but it's trying to make sites rank what better in Google is the easiest way to. So it's a form of internet marketing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so I of course ran into you not at a pro wrestling event, but at Pokemon in the Park, a local tournament that we had. And
Right.
of course, learning that we're connected in that way. How did you get into Pokemon?
Yeah, I mean, I'm an OG Game Boy Color blue version. So started from the bottom. I felt like after that, a little stadium mixed in, and just kind of grew up with it. And then I think I fell out of just much like wrestling. Wrestling and Pokemon kind of have the same arc for me. Is like I
Totally.
really loved it growing up, and I have that huge nerdy side. And then like I kind of fell out of it. And then I think probably around like graduating from college, I started to I think find myself a little bit more, and I started to be like, why don't I do all these things that I really love? I just kind of like strayed away from them. Pokemon being one. So then I realized you could play the games on an emulator on your computer. So I was like, oh God, this is great. So I played through all the versions, and then I picked up the latest one at the time, et cetera. And it was the same with wrestling. Once I realized there was a network, a WWE network, and then Sting came back at like a Survivor Series, I was like, oh shit. Like, and so you just kind of like fall back into it and fell in love again. And yeah, and my friends and I have always, I'd say I have like different groups of friends. Some are more your jockey high school almost, who those are the people I like watch sports with kind of. And then I've always had this nerdy side, and I've stayed in touch with both groups. And the nerdy side was more than happy to explore the world of Pokemon when I got back into it. So I have friends that I've battled for years now, probably, since I got back into it, like post college. So probably since 2012, we've just been battling here and there and getting different versions. And I've spent some time Nuzlocking as well. I've done a lot of Nuzlocking. So yeah, I'm whenever I can, I love to dive into this wild world for many reasons.
Beautiful. Very cool. I really appreciate the relation that we have in like wrestling and Pokemon, both things we loved coming up, and for some reason or other, they kind of like fell off. And I always kind of interested in just kind of thinking about back then. It's like you're a boy becoming a young man, becoming a man, and like there's stuff that's supposed to quote unquote like fall away as you're doing that. And wrestling and Pokemon, of course, probably amongst those things that we're supposed to at least at some point find less important than they really are to us. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, that's I think that's true, and I'm probably laughed at by people who I would consider friends, but they're like, yeah, I was at a Pokemon tournament in the park. And there's probably friends that are like, yes, they would laugh, but they know that like Charlie's just being himself. And there's probably friends that might, there are people that I know that might like scoff at that. But yeah, I think when you break them down in their simplest form, like wrestling and Pokemon, I think is about strategy and challenge, and like with any video game, kind of, those are the games I gravitate towards. So like when I try to explain to someone why I like this certain nerdy thing, I try to break it down in the simplest form. Wrestling, I believe, is about storytelling and wild characters. Like you just kind of break it down into like those aspects, because the same people who might scoff, they watch movies or they have some kind of challenging thing they do. They like a certain story that's on a TV show, and that's what they're just packaged differently. It's storytelling and like brain challenges. Brain challenges is the Pokemon side, storytelling and just wildness, like things that are just unexplainable almost, is the wrestling side. So I think that happens, but I don't get mad. I don't like take offense to it because I know they're nerdy, but I don't think if you're a true nerd, I don't think you give a shit because you know, like you love doing what you do. So.
Absolutely. And you said something really important there, and it was that your friends for the most part would just be like, Charlie's just being himself.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people kind of aren't themselves. Like they aren't like freely themselves like that. And for them to know that about you and for that to be authentic to you is I feel like a boon, you know. Not a lot of people really allow themselves to, enjoy life like that. A nerdy thing is a bad thing, you know what I mean? And therefore they kind of stay away from that because they care more about what people think a lot of times than just doing what you actually want to do.
Amen. Amen. I think college helped me grow up a lot of bit. So I think probably, I mean, I'm still growing, maturing. We all will forever. But I think like there was probably a point past post college, maybe a couple years post college, where I'm just like, I'm just going to be the best version of myself. Mm. And I'm going to start saying no to things that I don't want to do. Like you just kind of grow up and you're just like, the world is so big. It exists outside of your social circles that are in high school or college, or like you could do so many things. Now you have the money to do those things, like because you're working a job. So it's like this freedom opens up where it's just like, I'm done kind of being a sheep. I just want to be my own individualized person, and whoever wants to come with and be a friend along the way, like you're more than happy to. I think it helps that I met my wife, who like accepts me for who I am too. So yeah, self-acceptance has been a huge thing. I've had friends tell me, just be like, yeah, you know who you are. Like someone said that to me at a bar once. I remember they're like, you know who you are. And I'm like, yeah, I just try to be the truest version of myself. Like there's always struggles and things like that. But yeah.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Know thyself is everything. It's one of the codes of one of my men's circle sort of organizations. And
okay.
In men's circles, great place, great segue here. One of the big questions of the podcast is, in your opinion, you know, without any judgment or like gendering, like of you know, men, women, whatever, just from your experience, what do you think a man is supposed to be?
Okay. So I like that you did the quotations with that, because I think when I heard this question, I listened to an episode before this with Himmy mm-hmm. is his name.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm a very different gamer than him. That guy, and you even, I think. I'm way more casual. I don't have a stream. Not that it's okay to have one, or like I just try to play when I can. But so when I heard that question, I'm glad that you specified, because I feel like my answer to that question would be the same as my answer to like what makes a person a good person, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Totally. Like I don't think like I just like I think the yeah I, like I think it's res- being respectful of others. I think it's like setting it's like backing up what you say. Like those are just like principles like I try to live by. But I think like man, woman, whatever, like I feel like that would still be my same answer. Like my answer to you is that, and I think that would be my answer to like what makes a good person a good person.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that makes sense, but I like that. I think like maybe someone who is toxic or who displays toxic masculinity can maybe ask that same question and can come off completely differently.
Absolutely.
Like I like how you preface the question, and I even like the air quotations too. But yeah, I think it's respect. I think it's backing up what you say. I think it's like not talking. If you're going to say something, maybe say it to be open about it, and maybe say it to that person's face. I want to say,
that
sounds confrontational, but just like not necessarily. No, don't be fake. Yeah. Don't be fake to a person. You know, say one thing to their face and then say something else behind their back. So I think those are three things I try. Like with, even if you disagree with someone, there's always a respectful way to do it.
Absolutely.
And I do that at work every day when I have to tell a client that's a bad idea, but I don't say that's a bad idea. Just like, I don't think that's the best for you because of X, X, and X reason. That's me disagreeing, but in like the most respectful way possible. So I'm not saying corporatize or jargon your day if you don't want to, but like respect and honesty and like you can say that to, you can be that way to a person, to disagree with them, go a different path, but just in a respectful way.
Totally. That's like, there's I'm hearing integrity there, and I'm hearing authenticity there as well. And that's awesome stuff. And I love that you related to simply being a good human. And I think there is a, you know, we look at man, we look at one, we look at all the classifications any person can be. I don't know, a lot of ways, you know, we mentioned toxic masculinity a little bit earlier on. A lot of those definitions of manhood, like, try to make you be a man first and take out the human part of that, you know, and this, because, you know, this man is apparently this robotic figure that does not need to rest, you know, doesn't have any needs, never struggles, is always successful, this impossible being, this impossible standard to live up to, in many ways. And I love that you mentioned human first. We got to be human first. And
yeah.
Remember that, you know, we're not just one thing, one narrow set of definitions. That said, has, you know, you ever been challenged with any of those more classic definitions of manhood that, you know, previous generations maybe kind of chose to live by, that, you know, many, many men in our generation have kind of rejected? Have you ever been challenged with some of those more traditional kind of standards in some way, shape, or form that you can recall or speak to?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I would say I'm not like the stereotype you're talking about. By the way, I want to say this about your podcast. I love that you're talking this way, and you're kind of debunking. I think you're debunking the stereotype that comes with a men's health podcast of like, it is toxic masculinity. I think you're debunking that. So I just want to say that, like, good on you
in having so much.
I think like growing up, I'm not a super confrontational person, and I think I would approach a lot of situations with empathy, whereas like my friends would be like, no, F that guy, F that person. I'm going to come at it as hard as they am with as much force. And that just leads to like more hatred and probably a fist fight. So I've been around people that kind of wanted to maybe push me in that direction, but I think I approach things with empathy more and trying to understand and trying to feel like, I've been told too by a former boss, like, you're a feeler. Like, you, when you talk to people and connect with them, it's based on like a little bit more feeling than necessarily like numbers. And I'm like, okay, that's good to know. So yeah, I think I'm more of a feeler than a fighter. I do have a limit, right? I only have so much empathy. But I think I try to approach situations with empathy. I try to forgive and forget. Like, holding that grudge sucks, and I've held it with people too for years. But at time has passed, and you just try to get over it, because I look back and at situations, my hands aren't completely clean either.
Yeah.
So yeah, empathy, I think, is probably my answer.
Fantastic. Yeah, dude. I think the ability to feel is one of all of our greatest superpowers, really. And to be able to relate to how another person's feeling. A lot of guys have a lot of challenge doing that because, you know, a lot of the times, like, the boys don't cry kind of shit talk, you know, when we're growing up and all that, like, really encouraged to take our feelings and stuff them down, you know, or even kill them, you know, and without like being able to operate with empathy, it is really hard to relate to people. It's really hard to relate to your friends. It's really hard to relate to your relationship partner. Like, we struggle in a lot of areas because of that lack of empathy. And I really respect that you can see empathy playing a role in your life.
Yeah, no, that this is so far been an amazing conversation. I like how you melded the two worlds too together. Speaking of like being yourself, like, these are two things I like. and you're kind of melding them together. So yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's great to hear.
I'm really so happy to be able to do it. I wanted to ask also if you have had any mental or emotional struggles that you've had to overcome in the past or even currently kind of working through, and how you might have done that.
Yeah, I think balance, giving myself grace and having balance is tough for me. I feel like even when I talked to you at Pokemon in the Park, you know, and everyone in that group is super, super encouraging, super cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, exactly. And they're, and one of the guys, I can't think of his name, but the guy leading it was like, hey, you're going to come to the next one? And I was like, oh, I'd love to, but I have like a flag football game. And that, like, this is what always happens with me, where it's like, there's people and there's things I want to do, and just like trying to find the right balance of everything that I can. I think I told you, I was like, oh man, I'm stacking too many hobbies now. So I wanted to do a little bit of competitive battling, and then I got like these flag games coming up. So I think like, and then there's, you know, something as simple as like wanting to do a little bit of exercise during the week.
Yeah.
So I think like forgiving yourself if you just have a day where you just get nothing done. So giving yourself grace and trying to find that right balance where it's like, okay, I've given time to the woman I love. I've given time to my, like, within a month, maybe saw my family, did this, did that, and like, and got a little bit of like the stuff I just enjoy doing, and the stuff that makes me happy, which might just be gaming on a Sunday. So that's, I think, tough for me. Cause like I said, like time opens up and then I want to do more stuff, and now I'm back to like being swamped again. So it's just a little bit of a balancing act.
Totally, man. I think as long as it sounds like you're balancing some really good things, right? You sound like you have a job that sounds solid to you, fulfilling relationship, nurturing your friendships, and, you know, your hobbies, your interests, moving your body, all those things.
Yeah.
So it sounds like some really great stuff you're balancing there. And it's like, as long as you like can do that and you feel happy doing all the things and you feel well-rounded from that, hell yeah. Stay busy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But when it obviously, when it's becoming unenjoyable, it's like, all right, something's probably got to go because I want to be doing these things and feeling happy while doing them. Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Totally. So one last question, bringing it back to Pokemon a little bit. What about the Pokemon as a franchise has kind of captured your imagination, and what ways has it contributed to your happiness?
Oh man, I think like kind of going back to the, I actually really like that it's turn-based. I never knew, so I liked turn-based games so much. And so I started diving into them a little bit because I think there's so much strategy. So it's pretty gratifying when you, every time I'm like building a team or even when I was Nuzlocking, it's funny because the first thing I didn't pick up was the game itself. The first thing I did was I opened a Google Excel sheet and I like started just planning a little bit. And so that stuff keeps my mind active. It keeps my mind focused on something, probably less on my anxieties. I think I like that puzzle, that mind puzzle, the mind puzzle you play with someone when you're battling, because I think the reward, it's very gratifying when it pays off.
Yeah.
So that I think is been interesting about the game, even though the games have gotten a little easier. That's why that's why I started getting into Nuzlocking. I was like, these games are getting a little easier. I needed that challenge, you know, just cause it sucks when you lose. 100%. That's something we talked about in the park too, just like figuring out how to deal with those emotions, but the reward, the feeling you chase always seems to be worth it. So when you hit that feeling, that little dopamine every now and then, it's rewarding. So yeah, I mean, VGC, first VGC tournament, I mean, I came in way over my head, but I still want to play it.
Yeah.
So that kind of is encouraging, even though I got smacked at Pokemon in the park. I was like, that's okay. Like, let's rebuild, let's try something new. And like, I still kind of want to play, and I enjoy it. So I think it's really that high you get where it's like, I worked through this mental puzzle. I tried something I liked. I tried maybe a Pokemon. I just have this weird obsession with, et cetera, and like it kind of pays off. So the game has, even though it's grown more mons, right? But that just introduces a lot more choices, more abilities, and it's just like this whole mental kind of fun game of creativity.
Awesome. That's a beautiful answer. I really appreciate that. I too really like the mental dance that you get to do with your opponent, and some of the things, playing with speed control, all those things. So many complexities to the game that nobody looks at on the from the outside and can see. I really enjoy, dabbling in that. What are you most excited for next with doing your Pokemon stuff?
Like I said, I think we talked before we recorded. I just finished the DLC. I think I'm still very late to the game. It's crazy how, I mean, I know these creators, and I know you do some creating as well. They're just so quick. So like these new mons are introduced and there's already videos on ways to use them. I'm like, Jesus, slow down. Like,
So fast.
let me try and absorb all this. But I just want to kind of, yeah, I just want to build another team. And I set like a little mini goal for myself. So my friends and I used to have these tournaments, and I remember ordering off of Etsy like all the eight original badges, gym badges.
Dope.
And we would give out a badge if you won a tournament. I think I won like the second tournament. I got the Cascade badge. I still have that somewhere. I think it's in a shoebox under my bed. I want to say that. So that would be my guess of where it is.
Beautiful.
But like, I think I might, I kind of want to just play in little mini competitive tournaments, stuff like that. Nothing too high. I'm not looking to like, I know you can score, like, I think your ambitions, which I 100% support, are a little bit more like, go score points at regionals and stuff like that and build up to nationals. I'm kind of just looking to play in these little competitive tournaments. Maybe like they're a little hard to join. I try and just like join a showdown one and I don't necessarily know how to understand how to do it. But I think it's more like maybe winning some of those would be like a personal win for me. So I could just be
Absolutely.
like, I did it. And maybe, and I have like a, maybe a thought of just like maybe ordering some of the more of the original gym badges. If I win one in the future, maybe I'll get the Thunder badge
Hell
or something
yeah.
like that, just for myself. And so that's kind of playing more and just that's kind of my own little journey. And yeah, I mean the community, like you said, seems very supportive. So just like little stuff like that. I'm aiming a little small, but it's like kind of just what I want to do. So.
Hey man, that's how you do it. Engage how you want to engage. That's the beautiful thing. There's so many ways we can do it. So many ways the company does like is letting it happen with all the different games, and so many ways that the community has, communities within each individual game, Pokemon Go, the trading card game, the video game, all that stuff.
So much.
Do it how you want to do it, man. I love it. And my ambitions absolutely to like just try to go as high as possible, right? So I'm like just in it. I'm getting coaching and I'm like, I've got to make friends with these guys, and I'm gonna have these big practice circles and get the most, diversity of practice so I can actually get good at the thing, it's a lot, it's a lot. Is a lot. And I just got smacked up hard at regionals, for Peoria regionals, which was this past weekend. And it was a rough showing. But I learned so much. I met a lot of great people. And I know, like, I'm going to Toronto in a couple of weeks for the next regionals, and I'm super excited for that. But yeah,
That's pretty cool.
I'm going for it, man. And I know that I'm going to be so much better from the experiences of being in person, with some of those tournaments, actually losing, seeing a lot of what's out there, but also, getting some good feedback from, even very helpful opponents, that had some good stuff to tell me, that I could use going forward and whatnot. So I'm just continuously amazed by it, and so like grateful and that I can now participate in the way I do, and it's really me stepping into more of who I am. Wrestling was really one of the first things that I did that was like, hey, actually, here's the real me world, and I'm gonna do this thing and live my dream. And one of those other like things is like, I want to compete in Pokemon and like really go for it, and feel like I'm getting to do that. And it's ground levels, year one, but I'm excited for where he's gonna go.
Yeah, I mean, year one, if it's year one, that's cool because I felt like you were in the mix at that Pokemon in the park. I maybe missed it by one game, I want to say, missed the playoff by one game, or like you're very close.
Yeah,
when
I was.
Toronto is a lot more excited than Peoria, I'm sure. I've never been. So totally. That's pretty cool.
Totally.
No offense. No offense to Peoria. But yeah, no, that, we got to, I got to have you on maybe sometime in November. I got to have you on if you want to, you can come talk about your podcast as well. Have you on 2 years on a face, and, we can just talk about old, freelance memories.
Absolutely. That'd be a great time. I'm looking forward to it, dude. You have any final thing to say to a man that might be out there, maybe struggling to be his authentic self for the world? What might you say to him?
Yeah. Therapy really helps, honestly. Try it. If you're, that's another thing that we need to keep breaking the stigma on. Just give it a shot, it's multiple sessions with someone. If you don't like that person, try another person. But therapy has helped me immensely. I was going through like a quarter life crisis where like I started freelancing and just wasn't finding the right job. I call it the quarter life crisis, but it got me therapy and doing the thing, like doing the type of work I wanted to do, using a little bit of savings, but that got me to where I am now. And I've been with this company for like 4 or 5 years and I don't see myself leaving. So life's not all about work, right? But like you got, if you're struggling in that area and you just want to find a place you like, or whatever you're struggling with, like honestly, just give therapy a shot. And I don't think it's, I know so many of my friends that could use it, honestly, and they just won't ever consider it. And I absolutely hate that. So just give it a try, please.
I second that to everyone who is listening. Therapy is everything. It's helped to change my life. Just getting support has helped change my life. And I appreciate your perspective on that, Charlie. And I hope your friends see the light, you know, before it's too late for them.
Please.
Definitely. Absolutely. Well, we'll call that a podcast. Everyone, thanks for listening. Charlie, thanks for coming out. One more time, let the people know about Two Heels in the Face before we sign off.
Yeah, if you're a fan of all wrestling, but we specifically talk about local independent wrestling in Chicago. So like, if you don't know what it is, think of it as the single A baseball of the WWE. If you don't know what wrestling is, it's scripted entertainment. It's a blast. But people like Roy Flash Gordon are super athletic, and you need that type of athleticism. So it's an art form. But it is your shows that are at your Burr Red Eagles Club, your VFWs. It's your shows that are at your Joe's on Wheat Street, a bar in Chicago, those shows. So we talk to people that have been on those shows, and we localize it and build the community just like you're trying to do. So that's the number two, heelsandaface.com. And you'll find everything there. We've been doing it since 2017.
Fantastic, Charlie. Thank you for sharing that. Thanks for you for being on. I appreciate you. I look forward to seeing you again. And I look forward to coming on the podcast and chatting again sometime soon.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
And that was another really, really fun conversation there with Charlie. Really appreciated our time together. And what it really inspired me to think about is this idea of what if a man was authentic, like truly authentic. I think that we think about truth and authenticity in ways that really are maybe more focused on like telling the truth or being just outright honest, like to people, and like neglect the kind of dishonesty, could be a word, that exists when you aren't fully representing yourself as all that you are. And not that, you know, not showing everybody that you come across who you are at all times is dishonest, but just consider that that's maybe dishonest to yourself. If that means you are actively hiding parts of yourself that want to come out, that want to shine, that want to be considered, you know, things that you want to do, that you're not doing because of how it might be perceived, because you might be afraid for whatever reason, to show that authentic self to the world. So that question, what if a man was authentic? You know, sit with that, see what that means for you. If you enjoyed this, I really hope that you might be inspired to share this with a man who needs it, a friend. It's not just for men, but, you know, the men's focus. They may, anyone might, you know, find some inspiration here and have a person they want to send it to give them that added support. And if you were to do that, you'd be helping me out a good deal and helping who knows how many men out from the spread of this podcast, the spread of this work. So if you are inspired, please hit that share button, toss it up on social media, your Twitter, your Instagram, give it to a friend, whatever. I would greatly appreciate that. Looking forward to being with you all again next week. Hope you enjoyed this one. Thanks again. Talk soon.